In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So our daughter Rachel's and her husband Stephen's dog, Leaf, is getting up there in years. He's 15 now and probably getting close to the end. Leaf is a husky, a retired sled dog that Ray and Stephen adopted when he was about 10 years old. Before they adopted him for the first 10 years of his life, Leaf slept outdoors chained to a barrel. When Ray first tried to get Leaf to come inside their house, he was terrified of being indoors. It had been drilled into his little doggy head that he was not to set foot in a house, that he was not worthy of a place in the master's home. It took quite a while for Ray and Stephen to convince Leaf that he was one of the family. Leaf was also afraid of men. He was terrified of me. Wouldn't even be in the same room with me if he could help it. He saw a male master as terrifying. Now, I eventually won him over with patience, avoiding eye contact, gentle movements, and of course, Christmas cookies. In time, we became cuddle buddies. I bring this beautiful dog up today because I think God often gives us glimpses of divine love in a lot of ways, through creation, through other people, through animals, and for me this weekend, through a beautiful aging husky named Leaf. And sometimes I think our image of God gets distorted, much like Leaf's view of his place with humanity was distorted. For too much of his life, Leaf was scared of the powerful man. Leaf didn't feel welcome in the house. Leaf only felt valuable pulling the master's sled. And for a long time, he didn't know that he just was good. He was just good because he was alive, because he was a dog. He was a good dog, full stop. He didn't have to earn it. Now, for some people, maybe for all of us at some point, sometimes that's how we see God, that we're only valuable when we're pulling for God, not just by being, that God is a master to somehow be afraid of, and that we're not worthy nor welcome sharing a place in God's home or in God's heart, at least until we earn it. Just like Ray and Stephen worked to get Leaf to see his rightful place as the truly beloved family animal he is, St. Paul does something similar for us when we think like that in his letter to the Romans that monk Mark read for us today. Paul speaks of his countrymen, his fellow Israelites, in a very gracious and encouraging way. Paul says, "I desperately want Israel to be saved, to accept the invitation into God's kingdom." And he says, especially because Israel has so much zeal, so much energy for God. But then he says, but they lack something. They lack a certain knowledge about God, a certain knowledge about the nature of God. These poor folks see God as a stern taskmaster, demanding perfection according to religious law. And these people think that they have to establish their own righteousness in God's eyes to achieve that. And these, Paul says, are my fellow countrymen. They believe they have to pull and pull and pull in the thread-thin hopes that God will overlook their failings. And then Paul says, no, God is not like that. God is not like that. They lack the knowledge of what God's nature really is like. God's idea of righteousness is nothing like pull, 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 and maybe I'll let you sleep in a barrel. God's righteousness is this: you are already my child. You are already my child. There is no law you need to obey in order to be my beloved. You are already my child in Christ. You are already in my heart. You are already invited into my home. And God says, and I am already within you. I am already within you, and I love you like crazy, and I would die for you. And not just for mankind in general, but I would die for you in particular, even if it was just you. that needed it. Now Leaf, the dog, after 10 years of believing himself worthy of very little, had to be convinced that yes, he is lovable and valuable just by being himself. And he did learn that. He did learn that. And if that's true of human masters to a good dog, how much more, how much infinitely more true it is for you in the eyes of your creator. But like it did for Leaf, it can sometimes take a while to unlearn old messages. In the gospel we heard this morning, Jesus is in a house. Jesus is in a house. You know, Jesus being God incarnate, this house, by definition, is the house of God, because where Jesus is God's house. He is God, therefore whatever house he's in is the house of God. So in both a literal and symbolic way, Jesus sits in the house of God. And so Jesus is in the house, and it says, behold. I love that it says the word behold in there, you know, right in the middle of the sentence. It's an extra oomph to look. You know, Matthew's writing, right, and behold. Who says behold in the middle of a sentence? Well, Matthew does. It's what he's saying is something important is happening. Pay attention. It's like me saying, I was walking into church and behold, there was a flower growing right out of the asphalt. I want you to stop and pay attention. It says, behold, pay attention. Jesus is in the house. Behold, tax collectors and sinners had come in and gathered around a table to sit with him. Jesus found tax collectors and sinners worthy to enter his house and sit at table with him. And in those days, to sit at table with meant you are an equal. It meant you are an equal to the Son of God. It was the tax collectors and sinners came and sat at table with him as equals. That's why Matthew says, look, something important is going on here. Behold. They didn't have to do anything to earn that. They just had to accept the invitation. Jesus already loves them, even though they're sinners. Jesus already wants them in the house at the table with him. And by the way, notice Jesus is not the one calling them sinners. That was the Pharisees. They're operating without the knowledge of the righteousness of God, which is that the door is open. They haven't unlearned those old messages, these Pharisees. They still see God's love as something to be earned. But that's human-defined righteousness. The righteousness of God that Jesus is showing us is that you are loved first. You are loved without strings attached. You are already God's child. You are already in God's heart. You are already invited into the home. And, by the way, so is my neighbor, the one I used to callously call a sinner. When Ray and Stephen first adopted 10-year-old Leaf, that beautiful dog was terrified of men, only felt valuable when he was pulling and pulling, and felt completely unworthy of the house. And it took a while to unlearn those old messages, for Leaf to really believe that he belonged in the home, that he was lovable as he was, and that the real master is gentle by nature. In other words, for him to really know that in his core, he is already a good dog. If that's true of human masters and a beloved animal, how much more, how infinitely more true it is for you in the eyes of your Creator. Amen.